You're welcome back to the News at One. Police in Northern Ireland are appealing for information this lunchtime after an arson attack at a church in County Antrim last night. Extensive damage was caused to the Church of the Holy Name at Station Road, Green Island, between Belfast and Carrickfergus. Our correspondent Conor McCauley is there. Conor, can you tell us what happened?
Good afternoon, Paul. Yes, well, as you say, the Church of the Holy Name, well, it's a Church of Ireland church. It serves about 200 families in the Green Island area, excuse me. And for people who know kind of Belfast and its wider area, that's kind of north of the city on the foreshore of Belfast Lough, not that far from Carrickfergus. They actually had a big celebration yesterday. They had a special service to commemorate 70 years of the church. There was an exhibition in the church hall. They had senior church figures in attendance. So they had a great day yesterday. But then a couple of hours later, the minister, the Reverend Isabel Hawthorne Steele, got a call to say there was a fire down at the building. Now, at first she thought it mightn't be too bad, but as it transpired, clearly we now know that the blaze caused extensive damage. We can hear now from the Reverend Isabel Hawthorne Steele, or Izzy, as people in the locality know her. And then after we hear from her, we'll hear a clip of the Church of Ireland Bishop George Davison, who was actually at the celebration yesterday and then went back to the scene this morning to survey the damage.
I got a call around 10 to 9, around about that time, 9-ish, to say that the church was on fire. What I was told was that there was a bin on fire, so I was treating it as minor. And came down, and whenever I arrived, the church was ablaze, the parish hall, and it has completely got it.
I mean, it is devastating, and I was here last night. Izzy rang me and passed on the news, and I came down. We couldn't have contemplated yesterday afternoon with the joy of the occasion that we had, that this was what the congregation here was going to face.
As you can imagine, Paul, I mean, people are very upset. It's hard to imagine there, as the Bishop just said, it's hard to imagine you could be celebrating yesterday and then a couple of hours later you could have this terrible outrage really visited upon you. And it's all the worse then, of course, then this morning when the police have now confirmed that it was arson. I spent some time at the scene this morning. There is a lot of damage. It has to be said that the church hall adjoining the church building is effectively gone. There's a lot of water damage done from putting out the fire. They've also lost some of the memorabilia, I think, that they had at their exhibition marking the 70th year of the church there yesterday, so there's a lot of upset about that. Parishioners were just standing around in shock, some very upset, hugging each other. It is going to be a big project to put it right, but the local MLA, Stuart Dixon of the Alliance Party, who was at the scene last night, has no doubt that this church and its congregation will get the support they need to put it right.
Green Island is an amazing community. We will rally round all of the churches here in Green Island. We'll work together both to support them, to provide space for them to meet in, but we will also fundraise and join in their fundraising activities to build a new, better, more vibrant church for the Church of the Holy Name here in Green Island.
I suppose what's troubling about this, Conor, is that this isn't the first time church buildings have been the target of arsonists.
No, not at all. And in fact, this is the second one that I've been at inside a week. The other one, I think, was probably more sinister. It was a church in East Belfast, which had a congregation made up of people from around the world. And police said in respect of that particular one that they believe that there was a racist motive for that incident. I have to say there's no suggestion of that in relation to last night's arson at the church in Green Island. If anything, it's thought it may have been an act of vandalism, perhaps a bin set alight at the rear of the church that went on to have these kind of terrible unintended consequences, if you like. But I have to say, from talking to the minister, from talking to the parishioners, it's no less upsetting for that.
Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, thanks very much for joining us.